Well, as you heard, today marks the liturgical feast of the Blessed John the 23rd. He may have gone down in the collective imagination as good Pope John, or again as the man who called the Second Vatican Council, but he was also instrumental as a peacemaker. He wrote the encyclical Pacem in Terris, or Peace on Earth. But his were not just words in writing. Veronica Scalisbrick tells us the story.
It was 1962 and the Cuban Missile Crisis raised the spectre of a nuclear war. A Roman pontiff had been working behind the scenes to avoid this confrontation. His name, Pope John the 23rd. He voiced his concern for peace through the microphones of Vatican Radio. The date was the 25th of October. Speaking in French, Pope John the 23rd highlighted the responsibility of world leaders to avoid a war that would have unpredictable and horrific effects. The world leaders he was appealing to were the first Catholic president of the United States, John Fitzgerald Kennedy, and communist Russian Premier Nikita Khrushchev.
We know that President Kennedy had made contact with Pope John the 23rd.
Church historian Jesuit Norman Tanner sheds light on how Pope John the 23rd was able to influence this crisis situation. But Professor Tanner is also careful to warn against any exaggeration of this role as a papal peacemaker, one Americans weren't particularly keen to publicize at the time.
Kennedy especially didn't want to give the impression that he was under Vatican influence. On the Russian side, there were contacts just before this broadcast. Khrushchev publicly acknowledged his debt to John the 23rd for giving him a reason for withdrawing the ships which were carrying the missiles to Cuba.
Pope John the 23rd's role in the Cuban missile affair may be difficult to measure. What's certain is that his words helped defuse the crisis situation. I'm Veronica Scalisbrick.